McBride joins us on the Gray Eagle guest hotline. McBride, are the Niners going to win that division this year, or is it the Rams?
No, Rams. I think Jimmy G is going to be okay, but then he's going to crumble. I think he's got lots of potential, but not test enough Rams for sure.
Did you get the scoop on his dating situation about a month and a half ago in Beverly Hills?
Love to leave the guy alone. If he wants to go out, it's not like he's doing anything wrong. He's taking her to, I think it was Nobu, a nice little restaurant, a nice day. Let Jimmy G be the guy.
I think he's setting the tone there. Like, he's definitely letting the world know what he's all about there. Like, he's not shy, right? I'll walk down right down Beverly Hills Avenue with you if you want.
You know what? In the culture today, in the athlete's mentality today, I bet you a lot of those guys in the locker room respected that. I bet you they said, look at our quarterback here, going out there on TMZ, dating whatever you want to call it, and enjoying life, loving life.
She's an actress. I bet you what it was good for as well was a lot of people were like, wow, I wonder what her acting chops are like, and people researched it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a lot of hits on Rotten Tomatoes for her IMDb, whatever the site is. She probably had a little spike there in internet traffic, that's for sure.
Don't know if it's on those sites, but I would agree. A reminder, many of our guests join us on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Hotline, Calgary's ultimate entertainment destination at the doorstep of the Rocky Mountains, offering a 4-star resort hotel, live gaming action, and a world-class event center. So the Rams, the film aficionados, and then the Seahawks and Cardinals fighting it out for, you know, some sort of, you know, maybe we could get to 6 or 7 wins. Is that realistic?
Hey, over under, if you get in Vegas, if you're a better, I'll give you my lock of the year. Seahawks under and the over wins total. I think it's 8.5 right now.
Oh yeah, they're not a .500 team. No,
that's no chance.
So not like happening.
I mean, I'm not saying mortgage your health, but like if you got a secret account with your wife or your girlfriend, like, start bleeding it out here and get a bed in.
Mortgage your second house for sure if you have 2. Because if you lose that one, it's like, well, it's okay. It'll be a normal house and it's probably going to pay out anyway. We get a third house if this thing goes through. Right. How did day one of the Minto Cup go?
Cool. It was
eye-opening?
We got punched in the nose, that's for sure. It was a good start for the squad. We came out of the gates flying and then proceeded to learn quite quickly what it's like to play an Ontario champ, a team full of veterans, a team full of guys that have gone through the battlefield and got tested, and it wasn't a great outing for us. But the positive thing in life is when you get punched in the face, you get to get back up and ride the horse, and it's a life lesson. Things aren't always going to go perfect. Things aren't going to go according to plan, and it's how you rebound and respond. And regardless of the score, I think our kids at least had pushback. We didn't quit. We were battling hard to the end, but not a great start.
Do you like playing again right away? I mean, it's the nature of these types of tournaments, but would you stew or break tape, or you like throw it out, don't even think about it, we're on to the next one?
No, we're going to go to the rink today and have a little shoot around, watch a little tape. I think it's important to self-reflect, even in a positive or negative manner. It's important to be accountable for the mistakes that you've made and be able to think about the things that you can improve on. There's nothing better for our team right now than to be able to play again tonight. Couldn't have been a better situation, I think, for a tournament like this, for the kind of team we have with the young makeup and the kids that are seeing this level for the first time. It's the perfect scenario, so I couldn't be happier. I'm excited we get another shot and get back on the floor today.
The other final wasn't really close either. The Coquitlam Adnacks 16-1 over the Mountaineers.
Yeah, not a great showing for Alberta Lacrosse.
No.
It's one of these things, like it's hard when you build the tournament up, when you're positive, when you want to, you know, put on a good showcase. I don't think the scores are reflective of how close the teams are. I think in a situation where, you know, you got a Brampton team and a Coquitlam team that have over 10, 21-year-olds each. We graduated 13 guys from our team that went to the Minto last year. The Mounties turned even more. So it's one of these things. It's hard to put in perspective. I know, you go check the social media, you go check outside the group, you're getting a lot of flack. But that's the culture we live in today. It's instant gratification culture. It's when things are going right, you're going to get a lot of praise. And when things go wrong, you're going to take a lot of heat. But that's the reality of life. These are life lessons that are going to move forward for these kids in positive or negative. And you got to be accountable. The coaches have to be accountable. Myself has to be accountable. And the players on the team need to be accountable. So I think you're going to see a better showing today moving forward. The tournament isn't over. You ain't going to lose or win a Minto Cup in the first game of a round-robin tournament. And there's going to be lots of other options to prove yourself on the floor.
Remind us of the format. Is it round-robin and then right into semifinals, final?
Yeah, around Robin, so everyone plays each other once. So we got Coquitlam tonight. The Mounties play Brampton, and then the probably big game, if things go according to plan, is we'll play the Mounties on Saturday night. First place team gets an automatic bye to the best of five finals. Second and third play in a one-game showdown to make the finals. Fourth place team's out. So, I mean, there's still lots of potential to try to make the 2-3 game. We're going to come in here. We played Coquitlam strong last year in the Minto Cup. We lost by one goal, which they scored in the last minute of the game. We were definitely right with them all game, so it's going to be a good test against a team we're familiar with from last year.
And how was the atmosphere at Max Bell with two local teams in the tournament? That's got to be good, all the meh showings aside on day one.
No, great. It was awesome. Beer Gardens was rocking. There were tons of kids in the stands. There were midget teams. I think the atmosphere was exciting. You want to put on a good show to bring these people back, but in terms of support from the community, in terms of support from media outlets and the general buzz around the arena, it was fantastic, and that's what we're trying to do. So hopefully we can have a little bit of a better showing today and continue that buzz, but couldn't be happier with the support at the arena.
I love it. Text line is, you're a very popular man. People want to ask you questions. People wondering, you had said when you get punched in the face, you've got to get back on the horse. Who punched you off the horse?
Well, this is a true story. I've ridden a horse probably three times. One of the worst experiences of my life at the Calgary Stampede Parade.
Come on.
The horse would not move. It was getting dragged down the thing. It was trying to buck me off. It is not a situation that I would like to be in again, but no, that probably is, I'm trying to like mesh sayings together. I've never been punched in the face on horse.
Okay.
But I've been punched in the face lots.
A mixed metaphor there, I suppose.
Mixed metaphor, yeah.
Now, what was happening?
Bringing things together here. This is, we're meshing things.
This pregame speech is going to be unreal. That's the one thing I can guarantee for the kids. Tell us more about this Stampede ride, because I feel like they have access to a lot of very good horses. Did this horse just not like you? Or was this just a rogue bad horse that somehow got an invite to the parade?
Well, listen, you know, I mean, the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Group, you think they'd come up with some, you know, they got the big dogs here coming in. You know, you had Burke, you and Johnny Hawk. I think this is like a common running joke. They put one guy on the horse and, you know, the rest of the horses in our group look like it was just, it was their 48th Stampede. They were walking in line. They were moving their heads. Everybody was excited, but I guess it was my mojo or my energy. It could have been my fake cowboy boots or my jeans with no belt buckle. Something wasn't working. Something wasn't right. And yeah, let's not do that again.
They're very smart animals. They could certainly tell a phony from a legit cowboy, I'd think.
Well, they called me out. They looked me right in the face and said, you're a pretender. And it's an accurate statement.
No, the good thing about that, at least that parade doesn't take a while. It was only a few minutes, right?
Oh yeah, just 6 hours in the blazing heat. But I mean, hey, you know, that's overall it was a great experience. Waved to a lot of kids. Great times.
We haven't even got to bug you about your Canucks, but I feel like we've tortured you enough. Get ready for Coquitlam. Apparently, they're very, very good.
Coquitlam, we'll be ready. We're going to watch some video today, get the boys fired up. I'll try to come up with a 10-metaphor speech here, and we'll string something together here.
110%. Thank you, buddy.
That's all we can do. All right.
Andrew McBride.